she's real fine, my 409.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing on 105.3 The Fan.
Well, I saved my pennies.
Hey, good morning, everybody. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing, with your hosts, David Blessingame.
Good morning.
Tammy Pickard.
Hello.
Lane Lewis.
Good morning.
And I'm Sybil. Hiya. Welcome.
Is it October?
It feels like it, doesn't it? We had a little hiatus there, but we're back live in studio today, taking your phone calls, 877-881-1053, or your Autoflex Leasing fan text at 43733. Do we still remember how to do the show? We've been off for a couple weeks.
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, we take phone calls and we talk about cars.
And people text us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Give our opinions on stuff, some advice on cars.
I don't know where
like
y'all
that.
Been. I've been here the last 3 weeks.
And we're glad that someone was here to hold down the fort.
That's right.
We are.
That is correct. Thank you, Lane.
By the way, who cares about our opinions? We've never figured that out. I don't know that anyone does.
No one. Didn't ask you. Nah. That's what I hear all the time.
Yeah. Well, welcome to talk radio. So, in a little while.
I heard you on a spot this week.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You were doing a spot for
Restaurant Week?
Yes, I think it was.
Yeah, that's running on all six of the CBS radio stations. They had different people from all the stations voice them, so.
Neato.
Maybe you'll hear me on the other stations, too.
We will.
So, later on in the show, we're going to talk about doing things in your car, in the back seat.
You know, I was a little surprised. We are going to talk about that. Someone did a survey on how many people had made whoopee in a car before. And the numbers are pretty, well, maybe surprising, maybe not surprising at all. What about you, folks?
Yeah, let
ever
us
make
know.
A whoopee in a car?
No details.
No, we want all the details. I want the make and model.
Okay. Those details.
The positioning. So let's talk about Uber.
What gear?
Yeah, what gear? Was it a stick shift? Was it an automatic? I need to know these things. But first, we're going to talk about
serious stuff.
Uber and Lyft. And okay, I bet now, you there's people who've hooked up in an Uber before.
You've Ubered what? Before, right?
Yeah.
Have you Ubered?
I've Ubered, but
okay.
I have not Ubered in an Uber.
I understand.
I have a friend who really did a lot of Ubering in San Francisco and was very pleased.
Yeah. Here's my take on Uber. For me, it's no different than a taxi cab. I mean, they kind of let any car. Originally, it was supposed to be a luxury car, and you had a driver who was dressed up, and you'd pay a little extra for this luxury service. But now, it's anybody can do it, and sometimes the drivers don't speak English. And for me, there's nothing better than doing a taxi, and you pay more for an Uber.
You pay more for the Uber?
Yeah, it's like $45 instead of a taxi ride that would be $15.
So why would you do that?
That's my point. People say, oh, it's convenient because you just do the app on your phone. And I'm like, I'd rather call and talk to somebody because I'm old school.
Well, and so we're going to talk a little bit about that. And we're going to talk a little bit about what is happening to Uber and Lyft, L-Y-F-T drivers across the country, because all of a sudden things are starting to change for them a little bit. In Wisconsin and Pennsylvania, they're starting to be targeted by the police. Guess why? They're not licensed to carry passengers. And it's a requirement in most cities that you have a license and you be insured to carry passengers. So in Wisconsin, in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, the police have got a really interesting way of handling this. Plainclothes policeman picks up his phone, downloads the app, orders a car. When the car arrives, he writes him a whole bunch of tickets.
Oh.
And the guy's going,
somehow they'll turn
that
into entrapment.
Yes, I was going to say.
Well, it's really not, because they're not licensed. So they don't have the proper liability. They don't have anything that a normal taxi cab or limousine service would have.
Right.
So now the car's going to pull up. Are you a cop?
Yeah.
You have to tell me if you're a cop.
I don't. By then, it may be. He's already writing by then. Yeah, he's already got two or three written out for you by then.
That's an old wives' tale, anyway, right? If you ask if someone's a cop, they don't have to tell you.
I don't know.
They don't have to tell you anything, and they don't have to tell the truth.
Oh, right. Yeah. I watch Law and Order SVU.
Yeah,
they don't ever have to tell.
That's it. Now you're an expert.
Yes, exactly.
Did we give the number to the offices, by the way?
Oh my goodness, we sure didn't. See, I'm out of the. I got rusty in our 2 weeks off. I'm out of the routine.
Okay, well, since Autoflex Autoflex pays for us to be on the air. Listen, if you're thinking about getting a car today, do not spend all day long in a car dealership. You don't have to.
Not on a pretty day like this.
No. Give us a call. We'll have cars lined up side by side for you when you get there. You can test drive them all at one time in one place, a Honda, a Ford, a Toyota. If you want a pre-owned car, we've got a lot of great pre-owned cars for sale. 817 or 972-234-1234. 888-234-1234 out of the area. Autoflex.com is always where you can learn about Autoflex, see some of our great pre-owned cars, and even apply for a lease online or set up a test drive online. Mm-hmm. So easy. All right, now we have that out of the way.
Yes, and today's a good day for test driving because of the weather. Open the sunroof or roll the top down on a convertible.
Well, and normally today the car would be so hot that the key paddles where you turn the key would leave permanent impressions in your fingers. Mm-hmm. But today, it's gorgeous.
That's right.
Anyway, so the tickets that these Lyft and Uber drivers are getting vary from $300 all the way to $1,300. Uber and Lyft are saying, hey, no worries, we'll pay the tickets, and we are working with the authorities to provide free car, or not free car service, but a different car service and a different level of service to the people that want to use Uber and Lyft. The thing they're trying to do, actually, is just avoid having to pay all those fees for licensing and have licensed drivers that are actually insured.
I think you told me that they are basically claiming to be a payment processing company.
They are.
Rather than a taxi type.
One of them is, and the other one is claiming to be purely a service that puts two people that want the same thing together. Does that sound familiar to anyone?
Yes, it does.
Wait, what is it?
A pimp.
Yeah. Oh.
Sorry.
Yeah.
So anyway,
which one is the pimp?
You actually took a Uber car, right?
Yeah.
Did you read their terms of service?
No.
Does anybody read their terms of service?
No. In fact,
everybody just agrees to terms of service and moves on from that 45-page.
Yes, you just check the box and click submit.
Well, let's just look at their terms of service because first of all, I didn't bring them all. There was 11 pages, 11 printed pages, normal type of terms of service. But
that's why we don't read it.
Right. Uber says, now this is Uber's terms of service, the company does not provide transportation services, and the company is not a transportation carrier.
Hmm.
That's the beginning. And they are not responsible for the transportation that you agree to, nor are they responsible for any legality, any ability of a third-party provider, and you have to waive and release their company from any and all liabilities. The driver may not be professionally licensed or permitted. The company will not be a party to disputes, negotiations, or disputes between you and the third-party provider. They will not assess the suitability, legality, or the ability of such third-party providers, and you expressively waive, release the company from any and all liabilities, claims, causes, actions, damages arising from your use of the application or the service, or in any way related to the third parties introduced to you by the application or service.
They sound very irresponsible.
Yeah. Stepping far away from it is what they're doing.
Finally, the quality of the transportation service scheduled through the use of our service or application is entirely the responsibility of the third-party provider who ultimately provides such transportation services to you. You may be exposed to transportation that is potentially dangerous, offensive, harmful to minors, unsafe, or otherwise objectionable, and that you use the application and the service at your own risk.
Well, I'd like to hear from some of our Autoflex leasing fan texters to know if anybody has used the service, has been satisfied or dissatisfied, or if you are a driver for them. I'd just love to hear some.
It'd be sort of interesting. There's a case in California where an Uber driver has been accused of kidnapping an intoxicated woman. That's that's this last week that came out. And there's also a case in San Francisco of a driver that was on his way to pick up a fare, or whatever you would call that, when he had an accident and someone was killed. And so they've been sued for that because the drivers, of course, are just, they're like you and me. They just got a car.
Right.
They don't have liability insurance to cover a passenger in a special way if it was, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they certainly don't have the limits of liability that a commercial cab company has to have. Their limits of liability probably start at about $1 million and go up from there.
Yikes. Autoflex Leasing fan text 43733. Sybil, get your facts straight. I'm an Uber driver, and every customer I've encountered love the service and hate taxis. It's taxi drivers who are foreigners that speak little English, often making up their fares and ripping off customers.
I've not run into that personally.
Well, I have, and my experience with Uber wasn't great. So your facts aren't necessarily facts. My facts aren't necessarily facts. It's all opinion. So your opinion, being an Uber driver, is that you have a great service. My opinion as an Uber customer is that there's nothing better than paying more for instead of a taxi. So thank you for your text.
Well, here's the other thing.
Sounds to me like the taxi companies need to get an app together.
Think, well, yeah. And one of the biggest providers of transportation, or all the biggest providers of transportation, don't like Uber and Lyft simply because Uber and Lyft are circumventing all of the regulations that we make them ascribe to.
And becoming competition. Nobody likes their competition, really.
Exactly, yeah.
That is true.
We all want to beat our competition.
Yes, indeed.
Back to our little tease about the story we're going to run later. Evidently, someone has made whoopee in a VW Jetta while driving south on 35 towards San Antonio.
Don't be doing that while you're driving.
Well, they said they had the cruise control on.
That is distracted driving for sure.
Do you think?
Yes, indeed.
All right, let's not promote too much of that now.
We got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Woo! Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing with David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Lane Lewis, and me, Sybil. Phone number 877-881-1053. Give us a shout. Let us know if you're a fan of Uber or if you've preferred taxis. You can also send us Autoflex Leasing fan text 43733. And as always, you can call Autoflex. What are those numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234 out of the area. And as always, autoflex.com. You know, we have the Save Money Monday cars coming up on Monday. We have a number of cars, well, actually 10 of them, that will be offered to the public, greatly reduced in price, because we're going to send them to auction on Tuesday if you guys don't buy them. So, and let me give you, just to give you an idea of the spread or the difference in the cars, there's everything from a 2013 Honda CR-V EXL, which is the luxury model, to a 2012 XJ Supercharged. So everything from $20,000 cars to a 2013 Hyundai Veloster, which is a great car, again, to a 2013 Chevrolet Camaro 1LT convertible. Awesome car. So a lot of great cars, and we know we're going to get wholesale for them on Tuesday, so we offer them at a reduced price one day a week, Monday. Save Money Monday. You can get those cars. You can see them online, or give one of our offices a call. Tell them you're interested in the Save Money Monday cars. They'll go over them with you.
Mm-hmm. So we've been talking about Uber and Lyft and how now police are cracking down on the drivers because they're not usually vetted by the service. And we read through the terms and services agreement, and basically they said, we're not liable for anything that happens. We're just a third party and blah, blah, blah. So this guy says, you just described the terms and service of every company ever. And that's so true.
I think he's probably right.
Yeah.
Well, because didn't you kind of break this down where they're just like a PayPal or something? They're just taking the money. They're the money handlers.
Right.
And that's all they claim to be.
Yeah. They say clearly in their rules, we're not a transportation company.
Well, I'll just call my friend and say, hey, I'll give you $30 to take me over to such and such and pick
me up.
Yeah,
most of our friends would probably do that for $30, don't you think, guys?
Right.
Or for free if it's a, you know, driving issue, intoxicated. You know, all my friends know, no matter what they call me, I'll come get you.
Yeah.
I will come out of my dead sleep to come get you. I surely will.
Aunt Tammy, taking care of people.
Well, you know, you don't need the DUI, and you certainly don't need to hurt somebody or
true
yourself.
That.
So.
Autoflex Leasing fan text, what if I'm broke till Tuesday? Can you guys hold one for me if I bid on it myself? I don't know. You know, give us a call. We'll work with you. You bet.
Also,
we'll make a loan.
Yes. Since we're talking about Uber, I mentioned that with my experience, it's no different or better than a taxi cab. And lots of people disagree on Autoflex Leasing fan text. This guy says he had an awesome Uber experience. They once accidentally charged me. I emailed him and they took care of it within an hour. So that's a good deal.
Oh, my friend who used Uber in San Francisco left her wallet. in the car. But they called back to Uber, and they surely did have it. They, you know, they knew exactly who the driver was. Mm-hmm. They had the phone numbers or whatever, and they brought it back to her.
That was nice.
Mm-hmm.
What would you rather leave in a taxi, a wallet or a cell phone?
Nothing.
Yeah, given all the above.
Me neither, but I don't
But I can find myself. Where's my phone? I can find it, by golly. I've got the app.
Yeah, but see, you wouldn't be able to call them for your wallet without your cell phone. So I'd rather leave my wallet.
Well, there you have it.
Another guy says, I had to use Uber. No other company would pick us up from Duncanville, and they worked great. Somebody else on Autoflex Leasing Fantech says, a ride from Greenville Avenue to Uptown is $12. No way a cab beats that. Plus, Uber has a $30 referral credit. Cabs would be fine if not so expensive. See, in my experience, Uber's more expensive than a cab for me.
Well, and I guess it's just what your personal experience is. I think the main reason I brought this up is because people just need to understand that they're not insured,
right,
and that the guys that are driving probably haven't been vetted quite as well as a professional limo or cab driver would be.
Right.
And they don't do it every day for a living, so they don't have the same kind of investment. They do it on the side for a little extra bucks,
mm-hmm,
you know?
Autoflex Leasing Fantex, 43733. I had a lady take care of me down the 101 going to L.A. from Santa Barbara.
Back to our story again.
That's what we asked for.
Distracted driving, yes.
Whoa.
Exactly.
Okay, where do car colors come from? Who asks themselves that? People in the car business,
maybe? I'm more curious who comes up with the names of these colors.
Yeah.
Because sometimes they're just like, really?
Sometimes,
Granite
though,
mist.
Yes. Huh? What is that, gray? I don't know. Sometimes, though, they'll have these
light
bizarre
gray
colors, like a lime green or like a bright I saw a fluorescent pink car the other day. I mean, where did that come from? Who would ever come up with that? Or when they get the UT orange, that burnt orange color?
Most likely from BASF.
What's that?
They're a big paint company, and they produce a lot of the paints that are used in the car business.
But fashion tends to direct the colors of the seasons. So I'm sure it has something to do with fashion, isn't it?
Well, BASF says in the next few years that the colors found in warm homes and lawns in the nation's heartland will be the inspiration for the automotive colors that come out. So we'll be looking at light blues, rusty oranges, light greens, dark silvers, and sparkling brown.
Brown doesn't sparkle.
Sparkling brown?
Sparkly brown?
I'm just thinking of a lot of humor that I can't use right now.
Right. Sounds to me like they got a hold of some eyeshadows.
Yes. Sparkling brown. That's right. The only time brown would sparkle. Right. You're right.
So, they're going to be using colors from the heartland of America on cars in the next few years.
Okay.
And it sounds a whole lot like the 70s to me.
Mm,
because
yes,
there were the light greens,
harvest
and the sparkling
gold,
browns, harvest gold.
Yeah.
Just past avocado.
Avocado green.
Burnt orange. Yeah, and the mustard yellow.
I don't know about that.
And they say they're going to be moving away from the pure whites and moving more to the sparkling crystal kind of whites.
The pearly whites, not a fan.
Oh, I like that. Where it's kind of iridescent, when the sun hits it, you can see different flecks of different colors.
Right. But they get kind of, to me, it's just for me.
Right.
A lot of people like the pearl white. I don't mind the metallic or the diamond whites, but those pearly whites where they get on the beige side.
Oh, yeah.
I think after they're 5 years plus old, they start to look dingy.
Yeah, that happens.
Just me.
Well, and the other thing I thought was sort of surprising when I read the story is, in Europe, the paint companies use different criteria, and the cars there have a lot of different colors than we have here. Here they're talking about, you know, the colors we talked about, and still white, black, gray, and silver are the main four colors
always
of cars.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go to Asia, the Pacific, bright blues, oranges, and reds, and silver whites. So it's sort of interesting. They do it by culture, and they do it
by what they think
will sell. Actually.
Of course.
Yeah. I always heard red cars are harder to resell.
No, they're really not. Actually, it's according to the car. If it's a big car, yes. If it's a small car, no.
Right.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
In
a
white
big
cars,
four-door sedan.
In bright red.
Does not work.
No.
Like a Suburban.
We call that sell-proof.
Looks like a fire truck.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sell-proof.
If you're in the market for a car, hint, hint, on resale, white, black, gray, and silver.
Yep.
That's it. I mean, if you're going to...
A blue or a green could cost you $1,000
yeah.
in resale value. Like a teal
yep.
color,
wow.
$1,000 right off the top.
And if it's a luxury car... It will cost you $1,000.
Oh, okay. Those are the terms I was thinking of luxury because I remember I had this customer bring a teal Mercedes in. When they said it was blue, I went, and they drove up, and I went, oh.
Yeah, it's $1,000. If you get a maroon luxury car, a big car that's maroon, it'll cost you $1,000 in resale.
So,
because they sell for about $1,000 less.
Yowza.
Yeah. Now, that's Lexus, Mercedes, BMW. Those
that's
are big
real
cars.
People. That's real.
Yeah.
Yeah, so those are real dollars.
Keep that in mind if you're out car shopping.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the other
lease
thing
it
is...
if you want to get one of those funky colors.
Exactly, yeah.
Because they don't change the residual value based on the color.
Right. So. But if you want an electric blue car, lease the car. Yeah, because then you don't have to worry about the resale.
If you want
right.
that rusty
you know?
Orange.
Or if you want the big red car.
If you want the UT orange, lease it.
Yes.
Unless you've got the next buyer... who's a UT grad lined up right behind you.
Yes, exactly. Autoflex Leasing, Fantex 43733. What company has cars for sale on Monday?
Autoflex Leasing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Save money Monday. Yeah, you can check out those cars online at autoflex.com or call 817 or 972-234-1234.
Autoflex Leasing, Fantex. Our guys have a sense of humor out there. Been seeing a lot of sparkling browns on Volkswagen dung beetles.
Ah! Waka waka. All right, we got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Autoflex Lease, oh yeah.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing with your hosts, David Blessingame, Tammy Pickard doing, is that the worm? Is that what that
sure.
dance is?
I might hurt my neck, though.
No, I think the worm you do on the ground, don't
oh,
you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's like the wave, like the 80s wave kind of thing. And if we all interlocked hands, we could go around the room and do it.
Y'all can do it. I'll just take pictures with my iPhone.
Lane Lewis and me, Sybil.
Is this it?
Yes.
I'm waving.
No. No, that's not it at all.
More
in the shoulders.
In
we need a webcam. Man, we need a webcam. All right. Autoflex Leasing Fantex is 43733. Or give us a call to the studio, 877-881-1053.
We do not need a webcam.
Or call Autoflex.
Exactly. If we had a webcam, we would not be on the air
anymore.
Autoflex Leasing, if you wanted a car today, without having to go through the traditional process, which some people have described like a beating, you could give us a call at either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area. As always, you can go to autoflex.com, apply for a lease online, look at all our great pre-owned cars, maybe set up a test drive. Say, I want to drive a Ford, a Toyota, and a Mazda. Tell us what you want to drive. We'll line them up side by side for you, have them waiting for you when you get there. You can do all of that at autoflex.com.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of the Autoflex Leasing Fantex, here's a good question. Why would I go to Autoflex instead of a dealership? Wouldn't dealing with a dealer be quicker?
Traditionally, it takes between 5 and 5.5 hours to get a car from a car dealer. Now, that's as per Edmunds.com. That was the last study I read. You can't spend 5.5 hours at Autoflex. We don't want you there that long.
Oh, no.
No. Here's the thing. We don't have that same kind of process. You just deal with one person. And you don't have to meet all kinds of other people, and nobody runs back and forth to a manager. None of that happens. You call us usually in advance. You tell us what you want. We start working on it then. If you want to give us your information, we'll take it then. We'll get all the banking done. So whether you're leasing or purchasing a pre-owned car or maybe flex buying a car, we get all that done in advance. Then when you come in, you just basically sign papers and leave.
Yeah.
Well, with your car.
Right.
Right. And if you have a trade-in. We need to see that.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times, if you call, and I'm just going to use a car as an example. If you call and you say, I want a 2015 Tahoe, one of our specialists would bring the 15 Tahoe to you, pick up your trade-in, bring it back to Autoflex. You stay doing whatever you're doing. We appraise your trade. We swap you back out. When we get everything done, you bring in your trade-in. You drive away with the 15.
Yes.
That's how it works.
It's very easy. When I got my car from Autoflex, I've told the story before, but I went up there and I test drove 3 different models, and then when I figured out which one I wanted, they delivered it to me right here at the radio station, and I signed the paperwork in a commercial break because we'd already done it over the phone. So all I had to do, I knew what the terms were, all I had to do was sign it, and I got the keys and left work in a new vehicle.
Well,
convenient.
And there's no doubt that you are special, Sybil, but you don't have to be special to get that kind of service. You know, Skin Wade got a car from us a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, he did? What did he get?
Yeah, he got a Dodge Durango because he needed a car that had second row buckets and a third row bench, for family reasons and
for
stuff.
For babies.
Yeah, exactly. And Ben had a car that he owed a little more on than it was worth. And so this will answer one of our Autoflex Leasing fan texts. And we went through, when we looked at cars for him, we looked at cars with that seat configuration, and we also looked at cars with big rebates because that rebate helps absorb some of that more that you owe. So that's what he decided on. He liked that model the best, but we offered him four or five different models, and he got to look at all those cars and make a really good decision.
Mm-hmm.
It's Autoflex is probably one of the only places you can go where we're just unbiased. We don't care what kind of car. It just has to work for you.
Get it from us. That's what we care about.
We do care about that. But the other thing is we have expertise in all those different areas, and you don't run into that at a car dealership. So a number of reasons to do business with Autoflex. Unbiased opinions. You can drive several cars at the same time. We won't take up your whole day. Nobody's going to run back and forth and go, let me see what my manager says. All of the above.
Yes. Another Autoflex Leasing fan text at 43733. Were you about to say something, Tammy?
No.
I have a 2012 Kia Forte with over 60,000 miles on it. Yes, I know, that's a lot of miles. My drive to work is 45 miles just one way. Mm-hmm. I owe more than it's worth. If I want to trade it in, is that possible?
Absolutely, yeah. Again, we're going to look for a car that, if it's a pre-owned car, we're going to look for a car that we own well behind what is known as behind books. So there's a lot of room in the loan that we could put that negative in. Or if you're going to lease a car, we're going to look for a car with a great big rebate on it, and that's going to help absorb that.
So that brings me to the point of, if you don't want to expose yourself to the market, to the fact that you could be upside down in your vehicle, lease it. Then you have a guarantee. Even if you do drive higher miles, we can set up a lease with a higher miles that are allowed. And when you get to the end of your lease term, you're done. Even if the car isn't worth the residual value, that upside down, now you give it back. It goes back to the bank. And it's their problem, not yours. They get to write off whatever. We general consumers don't. If you don't mind exposing yourself to the market, then you can go ahead and continue purchasing a car and putting them on 5 and 6 year terms and trade them at 3 years when you're ready to get out of them and then just gamble.
But well, and that way you always have a payment. And if you always have a payment, the lease is going to save you money.
Yes.
And
and then you're not exposed to the market. No matter what happens, gas prices go up. You're driving a Tahoe, it's leased, no problem. When you get to the end of your lease, you turn it back in. You don't have to take the $10,000 loss that a lot of people were dealing with back in 2008.
Right.
Anyway.
Autoflex Leasing fan text. Sib, you were describing the wave. I know from my old breakdancing days. Try doing the chic or the Tootsie Roll and post it online. Big O in Fort Worth.
Thanks, Big O.
Yeah.
I don't know what the chic is.
Okay, I have a 2014 250F Sport that is Matador Red. Will the color hurt depreciation on the car? No. That is a small, sporty car, a very sporty car, and small, sporty cars do good in red.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And red trucks are okay. A truck.
Pickup truck?
Yes.
Just not an SUV in red.
Not the big giant ones. No. The little smaller midsize in a candy apple red, it's okay. It's not going to cost you $1,000. There are not as many people that will want that color later, so you'll have to have the right buyer.
Well, that's like putting a lift kit on a truck. I mean, you can go out and get a truck and put a lift kit on it. It looks cool, but it's going to lower the number of people that would consider buying that car from you.
Reduces your audience.
And it also reduces the resale value. And some people think, well, I spent X number of dollars on this lift kit, or I've put a big AV system in. Those things in resale are not worth really anything unless it helps you bring more people into the market. If it's something that more people would want, then it would enhance the value. But like some things, everybody just doesn't want that, so it hurts the value.
That's why they're always just trying to come up with the right colors, and it's always a gamble.
Mm-hmm. Autoflex Leasing fan text. My car drives great, but looks horrible. How much difference would that make when I trade it in?
It makes a difference. So if it needs some upkeep, you know, if you need some scratches and things like that fixed, generally I've told our clients when they bring it in, well, I've got a scrape on the bumper, we can get it fixed cheaper than you can, so we're going to hit the value for that amount, not what it would be on the retail market. So if it looks horrible, I'd say clean it up, get it detailed, and whatever really makes it horrible, you know, try to get that taken care of, especially if you're going to sell it on your own.
Exactly, yeah. And here's the other thing. I mean, think about it. If you were going to buy your car, what would you want fixed on it before you sign the papers?
Yeah.
And then get all that stuff fixed before you start to trade it in, because I know we are going to give more money for a car that looks good and looks like it's been well maintained. And sometimes looks are deceptive, but here's the deal. If the car is really clean and it doesn't have dings and dents and stuff all over it, you're going to get top dollar for it, because whoever's looking at it is going to go, you know, they maintained this car.
Mm-hmm. Autoflex Leasing Fan Text 43733. What's the credit score to get a car at Autoflex? That's from Robert in Louisville.
There's really, hey, Robert, there's really no bottom line. I think, you know, something 500 and up is possible. Even below 500 in some cases, we have lenders that'll finance almost anyone. But realize that if you have that low a credit score, you're probably going to have to make a down payment, and your interest rates are going to be higher.
Mm-hmm. Because the lenders look at it, that's a higher risk. However, those lower credit scores aren't going to get you into a lease. They will get you into a loan. And for the people who have come through that have been credit challenged, I have watched some really great things happen. I remember a customer that had gone through a bankruptcy, and we got them into a loan. And through that loan, after they'd made their payments on time, they wound up keeping that car 2 years before they traded it. But I said, 1 year minimum, that's when we can review things again. And of course, don't let any more of your credit go south.
Right.
You know, start working to build it up again, because that's the key. And they did, and after 2 years, we were able to get them into a lease. That's how much they had improved their credit score.
Nice.
And they've been fine ever since. So we will help you, you know, crawl before you walk and then walk before you run. We'll take those steps with you. Another cool thing with our program is that when we do put you in that loan, and maybe your interest rate is a little bit higher or a lot higher than you really want to pay, but your credit earned it, we're going to review that account with you every year. We want to make sure that we can improve your standing. So if you do improve your credit score, then we could look at doing a refinance or trade you out of that one and put you into a better car. So that's our goal, is
right,
to earn your business this time, but always work with you and keep your business, since we can do a lease or a loan.
That's why the customer service is so great at Autoflex.
Yeah.
Award-winning customer service, as a matter of fact. We've got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Okay, now Tammy's dancing to Turn Down for What in the break. And thumping her fist, bobbing her head. We still do need a webcam. Welcome to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing. God, I was just going to get right into it. I'm never allowed to take any time off again, apparently.
Clearly.
Rest versus rust for me. I'm definitely rusty.
Oh, you're good. You're great.
Phone number to the studio, 877-881-1053, or send us your Autoflex Leasing fan text at 43733. And you can call Autoflex. They are open today, waiting for your business. What are those numbers, David?
Either 972 or 817-234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area. As always, reach us at Autoflex.com, where you can do pretty well anything you want to do that you could do at Autoflex. You can apply for a car. You can set up test drives. You can look at all the great pre-owned cars we've got. You can learn about leasing, which is an interesting thing on the website. You can actually learn all about leasing. And I've got a leasing question on the Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. Do you all only lease brand new cars? Sorry, not really sure how the process works. No worries. We do lease brand new cars, and for pre-owned cars, we have what we call the Flex Buy, which is a purchase that works like a lease. So you still have a residual value. You can buy it at the end if you want to. You can walk away if you want to. Or you can refinance at the end if you want to. But it gives you the lower payment that a lease gives you on a pre-owned car.
Right.
Works really, really well on pre-owned 2014s and 2013s, which save you a ton of money.
Yep, because then you already go pre-owned, so somebody else already took the initial depreciation. Then you put it on this program, which lowers your payment even more, and again, still keeping you out of the loop of liability, basically, or being responsible for the future value of the car. The bank does it.
Yes,
it's a win-win
indeed
for you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not sure what would work best for you, that's another thing. We have so many knowledgeable specialists at our office if you just have a budget in mind, but you know you want an SUV, or you know you want a sports car, and again, you have a budget, we can reduce your vision of, you know, 10 different cars. You don't know what you want. Well, I've got all these vehicles in mind. Everybody has a budget, typically. So we can certainly eliminate any of the cars that aren't going to fit into your budget. So that'll cut it in half, usually right away. And so we can just narrow it down to what fits you the best based on the features that you want on the car. Maybe fuel economy is important to you.
Mm-hmm.
Safety features. We can do some of that research for you. And you don't have to spend a month of Saturdays going to every dealership.
Yes.
Or a month of Sundays. Yeah.
That's true.
You know, a couple of things that came up in the news this last week that I was not aware of. Did you know that the truck manufacturers, well, at least GM, Ford, and Chrysler, have from time to time removed items from their trucks before they went through the weight rating qualifications, the gross vehicle weight rating? So they would, like, take the back bumpers off. In some cases, they take out consoles and radios to lower the weight of the vehicle so that the gross vehicle weight rating, which they advertise heavily, shows that it'll actually carry more weight than the truck would carry if it had a back bumper and a radio and a console.
They're going to get fined by NASCAR.
No, that's true. But they're not, because the government knows they do it, and they do it now. Here's the other thing. Ford, who'd taken off back bumpers and consoles and stuff, says they're not doing it anymore, not on the 2015. But they are going after Dodge, because Dodge right now has the highest MPG-rated pickup truck, light truck, in the market. Ford's going to try to get them in 2015 by having a higher MPG rating. That's another thing. They lighten up their trucks as much as possible, or they build a very light version. The lighter the truck, the more miles per gallon. Now, if you want a truck with 17-inch wheels, you can get one. I don't know anybody that does, but they actually make one, and it gets better mileage because they save a couple hundred pounds in wheels and tires.
Wow. That would look silly, wouldn't it?
Sort of.
17s? I don't know. What? 20s are too big. I thought 17 was pretty standard. Maybe that's just for a car.
Yeah, I don't know.
18-inch wheels? What's pretty standard for a truck?
Oh, 18, 19, 20. Autoflex Leasing Fan Text, my credit score is 550. I've been at the same job for 8 years. Does that make a difference? Yes. Anytime you've got long-term employment and you've got a credit score of 550, 560 in that area, it's going to help you out a lot, certainly, mm-hmm. because it shows stability.
Another Autoflex Leasing Fan Text, what do I do? I'm upside down 5K, but I need a truck. My credit's about 505.
Again, we're going to have to just see what we can do and find a truck maybe that we've got that we own behind book.
I would suggest calling in, set an appointment to meet with a specialist, bring your trade. We can start working on the credit over the phone. We could do your credit application so we can get prepared in advance if you like. And then come in and see what we can do for you.
There you go. And that's 817 area code. So 817-234-1234 is the number that you need to call.
Both of our locations are very convenient. One right off Central Expressway, one off I-20.
Mm-hmm.
Easy breezy.
Okay. Elon Musk, we haven't discussed Tesla much today. Normally we do, because he's always in the news. Well, here's the newest. He's going to appear on The Simpsons now. Not
Yay!
Him personally. He'll be a cartoon. He's already been on The Simpsons once, because they had him in an appearance on the show where he was. They named Ask Body Spray the Elon Musk Ask Body Spray. They also have the Morning After Melon, Arctic, and Fusion Nights. But anyway, Musk and his voice is going to be on The Simpsons this next season. He is no stranger to being in movies and stuff, because he was in Iron Man 2, and he was in Transcendence.
Oh. I love that they gave that. Homer a car called the Electaurus, because it's an electric car.
Which he promptly ruined by driving it through water.
Mm.
Yeah.
Man, I love The Simpsons.
If you ever wondered what happened to Elvis Presley's BMW 507 Roadster, it's a BMW that was built back in the 60s. If you ever wondered what happened to that, it's actually going to be restored. And you can look it up online, or you can go to Autoflex Facebook page and see the story there and see some pictures. He had leased this car for $3,750 while he was in Germany in the Army. And he drove it around Germany. And then he had it shipped back to the United States. This is a fabulous-looking BMW, by the way, one of the best-looking cars ever built. They only built 254 of them. I'm sorry, between 55 and 59, so this is a late 50s car. And anyway, it's been owned by a guy in Arizona who's had it in a warehouse for a number of years, and BMW has decided to take the car and totally restore it and put it back in the BMW Museum. So that's a pretty cool story. Any of the stories we're doing on the air, you can usually see at Autoflex Facebook page. Go to our Facebook page and like us, and you'll be able to see the stories and pictures.
So I like that they said in today's economy, that car would be valued at $450,000.
Yeah.
But what did he lease it for? $3,750?
$3,750. Did he lease it or buy it?
No, he leased it.
Oh.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah, leasing back in the 50s.
They've always had leasing in Europe.
Oh, okay.
It's been big there forever. Yeah.
Smart. So, there was something else I was going to ask, but I forgot. This is what I cannot wait to get into, because I don't know if we should go around the room, but lots of people were conceived in the back seat of their mom and dad's old cars.
Well, you wonder if they don't have enough to do studies on, but a company has done a study on people that have made whoopee in a car. And we probably shouldn't go around the room. But what they found was that 59%, almost 60% of the people surveyed admitted at least once having sex in a car. Now, that, in my opinion, means that probably 35% of the people lied.
Right.
I'm just thinking.
Apparently, I came from a camping trip.
You did?
I'm a tent baby.
I believe I was conceived in an old van, not down by the river, with like shag carpet. I'm serious. My mom told me that one time.
If this van's rocking, then don't come knocking. That was Fu Manchu's song, I believe.
That's perfect.
There is a Coupon Code Pro, and they surveyed 2,938 Americans and discovered that 59% of them admitted getting naughty in a vehicle. Now, this was a little surprise to me. What was the number one car, the number one manufacturer of car that people got naughty in?
A van.
Well, what brand?
Oh.
Pontiac. They don't make them anymore. Well, what does that mean?
People aren't doing things in the car anymore.
I don't think so.
Well, not their favorite car.
Number two was Toyota. Number three was Ford. Number four, Chevrolet. And number five, rounding out the top, was Honda.
Now, I wonder, did they factor in age? Because most kids can't do things at home when their parents are there, so.
Well, and that was another thing. When they ask them how that happened, that the car turned into a temporary love nest.
I don't know how we've gotten here with this.
31% of them said it wasn't planned, it just happened.
Right.
26% said they intentionally wanted to do something that was a little risky.
Hmm.
Only if you hear that rap on the window, get out of the car, son. That's a problem. And 22% said that they couldn't do it at home.
That's okay. That's what I was thinking. Like the parents were there or their wife was there.
Oh.
Stop. Buddy.
It's a family show.
I know. All right. Getting lots of Autoflex leasing fan texts at 43733. David, I bought my wife a 2012 Ford Extended Cab F-150 with a 3.7-liter flex fuel.
You buy that for your wife?
V6. I know,
exactly.
Right? With 47,000 miles.
I love that. I want to buy a new car, but I can't get my wife to drive an SUV. I've heard that a few times.
This is my first Ford. I'm usually a Dodge Cummins guy. I was wondering if Ford F-150s are good trucks that hold resale value. That's from Taylor in Stephenville.
One of the best.
Yep.
One of the best. You can't go wrong with a Ford pickup. They're the number one selling car in America, have been for 45 years or something crazy. Now, a lot of their sales that they attribute to that are commercial sales, but the reality is they build a great truck and it lasts a long time and it resells well.
Mm-hmm. Just don't get a red one.
First on race day.
No.
That's a Ford. First on race day.
Oh, that's right.
But I like how he said he bought the truck for his wife, and he's usually a Dodge Cummins guy.
Right.
But this time he thought,
change it up.
I love you, man.
Change it up for the missus. You know what? I'd rather get a truck than, you know, sometimes people get like vacuum cleaners or blenders or new dishwashers for their wives. Oh. I'd rather have a vehicle.
There's something wrong with giving your wife a vacuum? Something, I mean,
unless she asks for it.
Ah.
If she does, then that's fine. But most women, when they get those gifts, go, oh, so I have to clean more.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text, what's the longest you can buy a car for? That's a really good question for
longest
several reasons.
It.
Yeah. The longest we finance is 72 months, and I don't really like that. It lowers your payment, but the difference in a 60-month finance and a 72-month finance is $10, $12 a month.
Well, it all depends on how much car.
It does. It does. But it's just not a whole lot. And the longest, to answer your question, I mean, there's financing out there for 82 months, 84 months. Yeah.
I've seen it.
7 years?
Yeah.
Wow.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
Which means that if your kiddo's in the third grade, they'll be sophomores in high school when you get your car paid for.
Yeah.
And nobody keeps a car that long, or very few people do. And so that's one of the reasons we suggest that people look at leasing rather than that extremely long financing if they're trying to get a lower payment, because most people trade between 3 and 4 years.
Here's a tip, and this would come from your parents or anybody who cares about you and your financial security. If you cannot afford to finance that car for 5 years or less, you need to rethink the car, period. I mean, if you want to think about your financial situation. Now, I'm not going to tell somebody what they need to drive, but you should think about that. If the payments are, if that $50 difference from 5 to 6 or 7 years, just get less car.
Right. I remember you gave me some really good advice a while back. I was getting a car and I said, I hate that it's got to have premium gas. And you said, well, if you can't afford the gas, then you probably can't afford that car. And I was like, oh yeah, that's true.
It's like asking about a yacht. If you got to ask how much it is, you can't afford it.
A yacht. Okay. Well.
Okay. Speaking of yacht, evidently some people in our listening audience have actually made Whoopi in a boat. They say it puts the motion in the ocean.
Ah,
I'm not sure what that
means.
Yeah. We got great listeners.
Yeah, we sure do. I figured more people would cop to it, but I guess it's too early.
Only 60%. Well, if 60% did admit to it, David was wondering how many people didn't admit to it.
Right.
So
it's
another 35%.
Yeah. 35%. I mean, really, who hasn't is what I'm talking about. I should have polled people who haven't done things in a car. What are the reviews for a 2015 Tahoe or Yukon?
Very, very good so far. I like the truck. It's a new truck for 15.
Different body style.
Different body style. And there's waiting lists on that truck in different places. So if you go to find one of those trucks and you can't find it, and they tell you got to wait to get the color you want or the interior you want, call us, please, because we don't have to wait. We'll find that truck. We buy them all over the country. The new Escalade is the same thing. We've got a lot of customers that have called us on the new Escalade. We can get you the color and stuff you want. We'll find it for you. Don't be told you can't have what you want. I like the truck. I like the truck in 14. I think I like it more in 15. It's a better looking truck. The interior is nicer too.
And what are the numbers for people to call?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234. If you're in Stephenville, like our listener.
Yes, or autoflex.com. You can always start the process online as well. We're out of here, but we'll be back next Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Thank you to Lane for David Blassingame and Tammy Pickard. I'm Sybil Summers. This has been the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.